This is Insight, celebrating its 15th year on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Jazz pianist Dave Bass started a music career as a teenager, but life took a turn. He became a lawyer, and for the most part, he put music behind him. Until a few years ago, when he revved up the music again and hasn't looked back. Dave is now retired from the California Attorney General's office, and he's released his first CD as a fully dedicated musician. It's titled No Boundaries, and it's just out this month. Dave came by to share some tracks.
It's the first album I've done since retiring as a lawyer, and so I was able to devote myself completely, 100%, to it, both in its preparation, its execution, and the post-production.
How did that make a difference in what this project is?
My focus on the music is much stronger. It's undiluted. I didn't have to multitask. Since retiring, I've been able to devote myself to playing every day, which I do. And so I'm able to delve into all kinds of repertoire, classical, old standards, new jazz tunes, and just explore music. It's one reason, I think, why there are more arrangements on this album. You know, my previous two albums were almost completely original material. This album, there's five tunes that I've just arranged that I didn't compose. Lenny Tristano, Bud Powell, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and Ernesto Lacogna. And it's because I'm just playing through all kinds of repertoire and then developing ideas about how to arrange it.
I think your playing, Dave, is better than ever. It's really top-notch on this album.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you have big ears, and I appreciate you saying that. And I feel the same way, frankly. I feel like I've been able to get back inside the music in a way I haven't really since I was in my 20s.
Let's listen to some music then. Hear those fingers on the keys. Agin Bite of Inuit.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes. When I wrote the song, I was writing a lot of music, and I just would call it Opus 18, number one, Opus 18, number two, 2018. And as I was playing it and putting the finishing touches on the tune, I was rereading James Joyce's Ulysses. Ugh. And that's where that phrase comes from. And he's, as you probably know, the hero of that, sort of a smart-ass, smart guy, Stephen Dedalus. And so he knows Middle English and Kentish dialect and all these
things.
Yeah,
I don't know what this phrase means,
though.
Well,
it means prick of conscience. I like the onomatopoeia of it. I liked how it sounds. It has the same sort of rhythmic quirkiness and agitation as the song does.
From the CD No Boundaries, here's the Dave Bass take on Agin Bite of Inuit. That's Agin Bite of Inuit from the CD No Boundaries by Dave Bass. So the CD is titled No Boundaries. When you were here last, you didn't have a title for it. You weren't sure what you were going to name it.
Right. That's right. It's a little bit on the nose. I like to play and compose in different styles. So that's sort of a modern progressive jazz style. I have Afro-Cuban on there, vocals, ballads, just all kinds of different styles. I've often been advised by people in the industry and sometimes other musicians that I would be more successful if I just focused on one.
Oh.
Just do an album of Latin. Just do an album of straight-ahead swinging stuff. Just do vocals. Just do this. And they're all well-meaning suggestions. And I actually considered doing that. But I rejected it because I like to do all of it. And so the No Boundaries is really a way to explain that I don't stay in a box with how I play or how I compose.
It is not the title of a track, which is interesting. I thought it had to do with you having retired now from lawyering, from your work at the California Attorney General's office, and having no boundaries to the ability and the extent of your music and your music life.
When you look at the liner notes that were written so wonderfully by Bob Blumenthal, he hears the lyrics of the one tune I wrote lyrics to on this album, Time of My Life, with Karen Allison singing, that it was a secret version of my autobiography in the guise of a love affair, of embracing music as opposed to embracing another person. Maybe that's what I was really thinking about when I wrote the lyrics. I mean, it's hard to know. The music comes from places that are often indescribable. That's why it's music.
Let's hold that thought about Time of My Life, though, and listen to a bit of it, and we can all enjoy the voice of Karen Allison, again, the original by Dave Bass, and the one song in which he also wrote the lyrics.
Take a chance on a dream, give it all, make the scene. You know it's such a sweet, sweet confirmation, all the sensations swirling in me. You know love is a lark on the wind, it's a spark to light a flame in me, consuming my old fears, drying my old tears. Now it's so clear, sure I've been worried, love won't come my way. Lots of times my dreams have been broken, lots of rhymes for only a token. Now is the time to leave all doubt behind, because the whirlwind of deliberation lifting me to anticipation. Yes, I know you are the key. Open me, I say yes. All perfume, I say yes. Turn the key, it's the time of my life.
Dave Bass. And the title of that song is Time of My Life. The 2019 CD is titled No Boundaries. Dave is pianist, composer, bandleader. You received a flattering and complimentary letter from your former boss, Kamala Harris, when you released your first CD in 2011. Are you watching the campaign closely, watching and listening to her run for the presidency?
I'm not watching it closely, but I'm certainly aware of it and watching what seemed to be the high and low points of the campaign, of everybody's campaign. The truth of the matter is that it's really just way in my rear view mirror. I've been retired for a few years now. I've actually resigned from the bar, which turned out to be a very laborious task. They don't make it easy to resign. I'm so involved in music on so many levels now that my time as a lawyer, which I certainly enjoyed, and I enjoyed working for Kamala, it seems like a hat I wore that's not in my wardrobe anymore.
Because of the realm we're talking in, I think the song titled Spy Movie End Credits seems to be a good one to listen to right now. You must love spy movies yourself.
I do, and that's another one, like Adrenbite of Inwit, that originally had a title, Opus 18, Number 4. And as I was playing it, it just reminded me of those ambiguous, mysterious endings to spy movies where the somebody who isn't dead, you know, looks over usually a body of water or a cityscape and there's a lot of unanswered questions, and you're not sure what's going to happen next. There's a real mystery about it, and the music reminded me of that. When I watch movies, I listen a lot to the music. I love a lot of the classic film music, Bernard Herrmann, Elmer Bernstein. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like the music you'd hear in that ambiguous ending where things are sort of left unresolved.
That song, Spy Movie End Credits, from the No Boundaries CD by Dave Bass. The video that accompanies the CD looks like it is the real deal, that we're seeing video. One thing that struck me is, in some of the songs, you're wearing a thick fleece over top a shirt. You have your sleeves pushed up. You have your headphones on. Like, you're not bothered about what's around you or what's on your arms or what you're wearing. I think your connection is right there with your hands and the keys, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the studios are kept pretty cold for all the electric equipment. And so I'm sort of bundled up, but then you sort of heat up as you start playing and you want to be comfortable. Yeah, I mean, I knew I was being videotaped.
You and Ted Nash have quite a connection as musicians, don't you? And that's the alto sax we hear in these pieces.
Yeah, alto sax, flute, alto flute, soprano sax, clarinet, and bass clarinet. I mean, he's a whole arsenal. Ted plays each of these instruments as if it were his only instrument. I don't really know how he pulls that off. I mean, a lot of cats double, and a lot of them double on more than one instrument. But the cats who are really good at it are just, you know, playing shows and whatnot. They're not jazz improvisers on all those instruments. Mm. And if you ask them to take a solo on the clarinet, they're not really ready for that. And Ted adds all those colors. It was really a treat.
You have a CD release show coming up. Tell me about it and the venue.
Yes, on August 10th at the Auburn State Theater, I'll be bringing my jazz quartet. We'll be playing most of the tunes from this album. It's a wonderful venue. It's a venue I've never played in before, but I've been there. It's an old Art Deco theater that's been refurbished to make a state-of-the-art performance center. It's got a beautiful Steinway. It's got tiered seating, which many of my fans have told me is an important thing, so they don't have to look over the hats of the people in front of them. And then I actually have a second band and a second CD release on the week after that, August 17th. That's a Saturday after that. That's going to be at the Bay Area Latin Jazz Festival. And it's a different band. It's an Afro-Cuban jazz quintet. I found it to be a good thing playing live here on the West Coast to have really two different groups with two different personnel to really just play definitive performances of the jazz side of me and, on the other hand, the Afro-Cuban side of me.
What music will be played at the August 17th event?
At the August 17th event, we only play one set because it's a festival, and we'll be playing sort of an Afro-Cuban version of Spy Movie End Credits.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
And we'll be playing La Mulata Rumbera, which is a tune on No Boundaries. will also be playing an instrumental version of If I Loved You, which is the Rodgers and Hammerstein song that Karin sings. On the other hand, at the August 10th concert, the jazz quartet will be playing Lenny's Pennies, Adge and Bite of Inwit, almost the entire album.
Let's listen to one more track from No Boundaries. In fact, we'll listen first and talk about it afterwards. So tell me about that song, the name of it, and tell me about it.
Yeah, that's an original composition written in the danzón style, which is a wonderful Cuban rhythm. I think it shows some of my classical influence. And in fact, the danzón in Cuba, I think, comes from a classical background. I'm not an ethnomusicologist. Mm-hmm. Some people will know more about it than I do, but what I know about it is it's an old, old Cuban dance style. Not always played that slow, but usually played slow, and it's a dance. The clarinet and the bowed bass, I think, is a gorgeous combination.
Because it is slow, it's more noticeable that your left hand is simple, and it's copying the bass line, correct?
That's right. I'm playing the bass line and my left hand are playing in unison, and then my right hand and the clarinet are playing in unison or in harmony. I heard the clarinet right at the beginning. I love the clarinet. It's a beautiful sounding instrument that used to be very popular in pop music, Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw and those folks. And now you don't hear much of anymore, a little bit. And Ted happens to be a virtuoso on the clarinet. But I wrote it without him in mind. I just wrote it with the sound of the clarinet in mind and the range of the clarinet and the sort of evocative nature of the clarinet.
Let's go back then to that idea of No Boundaries, the title of the CD. What is this time then in your life, in your music?
Well, I'm restarting an old career is how I look at it. I mean, I was a full-time musician until I was in my late 30s. And it was only after I injured my wrist that I had and was told I probably wouldn't be able to play again that I stopped playing music. I literally couldn't play at that point and went back to school and became a lawyer. So I'm back on my original career is how I look at it, but older and wiser and I think more patient. Aging is always... It's a big issue with everyone, of course, whether it's themselves or their family members or their friends. I just hit the lottery. I never really knew that I'd be able to play again and didn't really yearn for it when I was practicing law. And it's just all sort of fallen into place. I think my ears have gotten better. I think a lot of music comes from the mind. I mean, there's obviously technical aspects to it, and I work on those all the time. But I think a lot of it comes from how you hear and how you think about it.
Are you already thinking about the next project?
I am. It's interesting to reflect on this. You know, when I was a young musician, before I went to school and became a lawyer, you know, a lot of it was about making your bones, about establishing yourself with other musicians, even more than with an audience of just like, I can do all this stuff. Look at all this stuff I can do. And it's very competitive. So that's not really there anymore. So I'm just focused on creating beauty.
Thank you. Congratulations on this project.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here, Beth, and thank you so much for your incredible support for the music.
Jazz pianist Dave Bass, the new CD is No Boundaries. His launch shows are August 10th and August 17th. You can find a link to more information at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our show is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.